back to the, we're going to go back to number nine, the use of rifles to harvest turkeys. Are you still with us? Paul, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm still here. Sorry. I had to get the mute on the good old Zoom call.
For being courteous about that. Tom, why don't you go ahead?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and again, thank you all for staying on the line. Quickly, just for a clarification, I correct myself because I did misspeak. I was interpreting an administrative rule inappropriately, so my apologies for that, that there is the allowance of rifles in the fall turkey season. It is not allowed in the spring turkey season. But there are some units in eastern South Dakota where they're not allowed, but primarily western that they are. So my apologies for the confusion factor there. In doing so, the other point that I think needs clarification and one of the reasons why we recommend for denial of this particular petition, as Ms. Rock here had submitted in the petition, to change in the concept from the pounds at the muzzle to a length of the actual ammunition. And I guess I would have a question for Paul. Is he specifically wanting this, the concept of 1 inch or longer, just to apply for rifle cartridges, or is it for all cartridges? Because the concept of if they would have to be greater than 1 inch in length, and as written in his petition, potentially less than 2.5 inches in length. Right now, the administrative rule uses the language that says rim and centerfire ammunition. So that's why I pose the question from the standpoint of a shotgun shell. If there was language there that said less than 2.5 inches, that would preclude multiple shotgun shells. And so I think a simple question that we need to have the petitioner just clarify, was he specifically referencing rifle cartridges for his petition here?
Correct. I did just have in mind rifle cartridges, and as the 2.5 inch on the upper end, that was definitely not a necessity, but trying to think of ways to provide a degree of more safety, because I know that was cited as the main concern when rifles were eliminated from the spring season, was the safety aspect, that people are going to be shooting too far, people are going to get shot behind decoys, etc. With that in mind, that's why I put that option in there, not looking to eliminate shotgun shells of any kind in that.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I think that helps as well. So, Mr. Chairman, we're going to turn it back over to you and the commissioners for your discussion and your desire of moving this forward as a petition or denial. Again, do have some concerns about the confusion factor there and some administrative rules and regulations. We would be moving towards a length of a cartridge versus another specifications. We're still going to be following foot-pounds at the muzzle. There's always a concern that we put one of our sports in a precarious spot that they didn't need to be in, just from a complexity of regulation and also from the standpoint that we've been having those discussions and was addressed not too long ago. But, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you and let you and the commissioners determine what direction you'd like to go.
Thanks. Commissioner Locken.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Locken here. If I understand what Paul's after, Mr. is that he's probably looking for the 17 HMR, the 17 Winchester short Magnum or whatever it is, the 22 Magnum. And I'm open to that. I think it would be a worthy thing to vote on, but I think the way this petition is written, we better take another look at. I would suggest denying this petition and then for Mr. Rock here to get with the staff and rewrite a petition, and we take a look at it.
I say I'd be open to that. I had actually presented this kind of info to the state before and was kind of shot down, in my opinion, to say, yep, we have no interest in messing with this at all, but we can't stop you from bringing a petition.
Well, it sounds like if that's the direction this goes on that one, well, you're going to get some help to at least rewrite it in a form that's better for what you're trying to get at. Was that a motion, Commissioner Lockett?
Yes, that's a motion. I would motion to deny this, and I would ask that the staff and Mr. Rock here work together to maybe reword it and see if we can come up with something a little more palatable.
A second? And then we go to discussion?
I'll second, so then we get into that.
Okay. There's been a motion, a second, discussion.
I was wondering if we couldn't eliminate it due to the rim fires. You get much bigger than that. That'd be my opinion. That could be discussed when it's starting. That's what I would say.
Okay, any other discussion on the motion? Ted.
Commissioner Reese, didn't you say it was to rim fires only? Or is it to open all rifles now? Right now, as it's written in rule, it mentions rim fire and center fire cartridges.
And center fire.
Yes, sir. I'd be more open to just center fire rifles myself.
Just kind of what you're talking right now.
Well, I was thinking some of these new cartridges. I know the 22 Magnum is an old cartridge, but the newer 17 HMRs and some of that, they pack a pretty good punch. I'll guarantee you that, and I think it'd be worth considering them.
Further discussion on the motion?
Sure.
Yes. Commissioner Whitmer.
Yes. Position inevitably is looking forward, it's looking at reducing anything over 2.5 inches of the answer to the test. And it's also looking at adding anything over the answer. There's a window that would be coming to 700 foot down also. This is kind of the best direction. We're really looking at two different changes.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Whitmire, I believe you're correct. And you know, the concept here is, I think what the petitioner was really trying to address in respect to rifles is in some of the previous discussions, concerns that had been shared from the public and other conversations about the larger caliber of rifles in terms of what potential damage and actually having the bird after once it's harvested, depending on the size of the caliber and the distance that it was shot at and those types of things.
Commissioner
Smith. Well, maybe I'm misunderstanding you, but right now, you're able to hunt in the fall with a rifle and lift. So we're not discussing spring turkey season here with this. We're just trying to change what is already there for fall. What I don't quite understand what the proposal is. It's already there. What are we trying to change? I mean, if the rifles are already in use, where is the limitation right now?
Mr. Chair, the limitation right now, as it's described in rule, is by the foot pound. So it says right now that it's limited to shoulder-held firearms using ammunition which is factor rated to produce at least 700 foot-pounds of energy at the muzzle. So that's the limitation that's in rule or regulation at the moment. And again, Commissioner Spring, this is specific to the fall turkey season, correct?
So, in other words, what he's asking for is a limit to pound with the muzzle and go from there.
Again, I believe what the petitioner is trying to do is limit the size of the calibers that can be used within the allowance of rifles, but doing it not by foot pounds, but by length of the cartridge itself, as he described in his petition, at an inch or greater.
If I may interject, if I can.
Go ahead.
The principle being is essentially to be able to legally use lower powered cartridges than what the current rule applies to. Under current rule, things like a 22 Hornet or a 218B or the rimfire cartridges do not make enough foot-pounds at the muzzle to legally use them to harvest anything. forcing a person, if you're going to be legal about what cartridge you use, to use higher powered things, which has been discussed in previous meetings, that it is, you know, definitely not in the taste of this commission to allow people to use high powered rifles to harvest turkeys. With that in mind, the idea to reduce those amounts was the intent of that, so we could lower the power scale and shoot turkeys in the fall with a rifle with a lower power cartridge, such as a, as you said before, a 22 mag, making it more palatable and making it more enjoyable for some of the people who do it to be able to use lower power cartridges. Thank you.
Thanks for your patience, and while we work through this, it's a complicated issue, obviously, on both the social side of it and now with the technical side. So I think that I would add that while we're still in discussion, is that Commissioner Lockett is kind of throwing you a lifeline here to offer up the staff to work with you to bring back a better proposal. And so I'm going to make sure that we ask the staff to work with you on that, and hopefully you will feel like the door got shut on you again going forward, and then we'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Go ahead.
No further discussion. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Mr. Chairman and members, we'll work with Mr. Rogg here on that and further discuss those concepts and the intricacies of those details, and bring forward a revised petition or some other form of proposal to you.
Thanks. I think before we go on to number 10, Tom, I know that we have people on the line that are going to talk about that one as well. I'm going to break with tradition and my tradition and have a short recess so I can address the sauna situation that I'm currently in here and make some changes. So we'll take a 15-minute break. I'd like to call the meeting back to order.